Chapter 4. After the banquet that night, all the lords and noblemen hear about Banquo's murder and Fleance's disappearance. They think Fleance is his father's murderer. They also talk about the murder of King Duncan again. "Where is Macduff? Do you know?" one nobleman asks a lord. "He is in England. He is with Malcolm," answers the lord. "They want help from the King of England. They want to save Scotland from the cruel king, Macbeth." They realise that Macbeth is the murderer of King Duncan. Macbeth orders Macduff to return to Scotland immediately, but he is not coming back. So Macbeth is very angry and afraid. He is preparing his army for a battle with the English army. "I hope Macduff and Malcolm together can save our country from Macbeth. He is a cruel king and he is a murderer," says another nobleman. In the morning, Macbeth goes out alone and searches for the three witches. He finds them in a dark cave. They are standing around a big pot over a fire. They are boiling blood in the pot. They add a snake, a dragon's head, a dead man's hand and teeth, and other weird things into the pot too. "What are you doing, you evil creatures?" Macbeth asks them. But they don't answer him. "I want to know about the future. I have important questions. You must answer them," he shouts at the witches angrily. "Don't ask any questions. Just wait and watch," one witch says. Just then, the fire gets bigger and there is a thunder. Macbeth sees a head over the pot. There is a helmet on the head. The head looks at Macbeth and says, "Macbeth, Macduff will hurt you. Be careful." "I know. Macduff must die," says Macbeth. Next, there is another thunder, and a baby appears over the pot. The baby is covered in blood. It smiles at Macbeth and says, "Be cruel and brave, Macbeth. Do not be afraid of any men. No mother's son will hurt you." This makes Macbeth happy, and he says, "That's great. Everyone has a mother, so I will be safe. I mustn't be afraid." Then there is a third thunder. This time, a small boy with a crown on his head appears over the pot. He has a tree in his hand. This makes Macbeth nervous, and he cries out, "This looks like a young king." "Macbeth, your enemies can never hurt you. But when the trees in the forest near your castle begin to march, you will have trouble," says the child. Macbeth laughs loudly. "Oh, this is good too. Trees cannot walk. This means I will stay as a king and live safely for a long time." Then, to the witches he says, "I have an important question. Please answer me. Will Banquo's sons be kings?" "Do not ask us," say the three witches all together. Suddenly, a man appears. There is a crown on his head, and he's dressed like a king. Then seven other kings come after him. The last one has a mirror in his hand. Macbeth sees many more men in that mirror. Finally, Macbeth sees a ghost behind the kings. He's horrified now. Oh, this ghost looks like Banquo. These men are his sons, grandsons, and great-grandsons. Oh, they will all be kings, Macbeth shouts with anger. He leaves the witch's cave angrily and returns to the palace. There are three messengers waiting for Macbeth at his castle in Dunsinane. One of them begins to speak. My good lord, Macduff is in England. He is together with Malcolm, and they will cause trouble for you. Well, well, Macduff is in England, but his family is here. He is safe, but his family is not. I will attack his castle and kill his wife and children, Macbeth says. At about the same time, Macduff and Malcolm are talking outside King Edward's palace in England. Just then, a messenger appears beside them. He is coming from Scotland and has bad news about the country. Macbeth is not only a cruel king, he is also a murderer, the messenger tells them. Everyone in Scotland is crying. Good men are dying every day. Macbeth's men are killing them. Some people plan to attack Macbeth's castle and kill him. Macbeth knows this, so he is getting ready for a war. Tell the Scottish people that King Edward is helping me, says Malcolm. I am coming back to Scotland with England's best swordsmen and an army of 10,000 soldiers. We will defeat Macbeth's army. Then, Macduff asks the messenger about his family. The messenger gives him the terrible news that Lady Macduff and the children are all dead. Macduff cannot say anything at first. Then he begins to speak. It is Macbeth again. He is a murderer. I am going back to Scotland. I'll kill Macbeth with my own sword. Macduff, we must go and see King Edward immediately, Malcolm says. His army is ready. But we must say goodbye to him now. Then we will get ready to leave for Scotland. We will fight and save our country from Macbeth. Macbeth is not in the palace anymore. He is gone to the castle in Dunsinane with his army. Lady Macbeth is staying in the palace alone. Late one night, one of Lady Macbeth's court lady and the palace doctor are talking about the Queen. They are standing near the Queen's door and speaking in a very low voice. I am very worried about Lady Macbeth, says the court lady. She gets up from her bed and walks around every night, but she is still asleep. She speaks to herself and does strange things. Then she goes back to her bed. Oh, you mean she walks in her sleep? That's very strange. What does she say? Asks the doctor. I can't repeat them to you. Look, she is opening her door now. I am sure she is asleep again. Lady Macbeth walks out of her room with a candle in her hands. Her eyes are open. She's not sleeping. How can she light a candle? Asks the doctor. Her eyes are open, but she doesn't see. And we put a lit candle next to her bed every night because she is afraid of the dark. Lady Macbeth puts the candle down and begins to rub her hands. "What is she doing now?" the doctor asks the lady. He is startled. She thinks she is washing her hands. She does this every night for 15 minutes. Then, the doctor and the court lady both listen to Lady Macbeth's words, and the doctor writes them down. "Come out, you horrible stain! I command you," Lady Macbeth says, looking at her hands. "Nonsense, my lord, nonsense! You are a soldier. Why are you afraid? Why should we be afraid? Oh, he is an old man, but he has so much blood in his body." "Do you hear that?" the doctor asks. He is shocked. Lady Macbeth continues to speak. "Where is Macduff's wife now? Oh, will my hands be clean again? Don't be afraid, my lord. I still smell blood on my hands. All the perfumes of Arabia can't make my hands smell better. Oh, oh, oh!" After hearing these strange things, the doctor says to the court lady, "Lady Macbeth has a terrible illness. I can't cure her." Then they hear Lady Macbeth speaking again. "Oh, wash your hands. Put on your nightgown, my dear husband. Banquo is in his grave. He can't come out. Don't be so frightened." The doctor is shocked again. "Oh, is this true? What is she saying?" "Go to bed. Be quick, my lord," Lady Macbeth cries out. "Look, she is going back to her bed," says the court lady to the doctor. The doctor feels sorry for Lady Macbeth. "The poor queen needs a priest, not a doctor," he says. "She is feeling very guilty about something in the past. You must take good care of her. Remove the sharp things and medicine bottles from her room. She can kill herself while she's walking in her sleep. Be very careful." "I will. Thank you, doctor." "Good night," says the doctor, and leaves.